弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you.
知道是什么样的日子吗
？Do you know what day is today？
啊，有人说那个每次我上台都要问今天是什么日子哈。那今天蛮特别的。
Today is a special day.
因为今天呢是六月的最后一个礼拜。
Because today is the last day of last Sunday of June.
提醒我们，半年已经过去了。
It reminds us that half of the year already passed.
时间过得很快，不是吗
？Time really flies.
那我们在神面前，我们真的能够结果子。
Let's ask God that we can bear fruits in front of Him.
所以我们今天我们要来看看怎么样结出一个所谓嘴唇的果子。
So today we're going to see how we can bear fruits from our lips.
所以我们今天所讲的一个主题呢，我中文叫做行而无怨。
So today I entitled my sermon, Do Anything Without Complaining.
也就是说我们在一切所行的事上，我们的嘴巴只是，我们不说埋怨抱怨的话。
It means that everything we do not utter any words of complaints.
我们只说赞美感谢的话。
We only want to praise and give thanks.
积极的话。
And positive words.
圣经说造就人的好话。
And in the Bible, it says that words that can encourage and comfort people.
好，我们今天来打开是圣经。好，我们来打开腓立比书第二章。
Let's open up our Bible to Philippians 2.
第二章，我们今天念完第十四节，一直到第十六节。
From verses 14 to 16.
Thank you. 好，我用中文来念。好，我们大家来慢慢看腓立比书第二章十四节。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责。诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure.Children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing.
所以当我们看到这句经文的时候啊，一开始就讲到，凡我们所行的都不要发怨言。
So in the beginning of this passage, it reminds us that do everything without complaining.
使我们可以无可指责，诚实无伪。
So we may be blameless and pure.
大家知道诚实无伪是什么意思吗
？Do you know what that means?
在圣经原来的意思就是指很天真的。
In the Bible, it actually originally it means being naive.
就是一个很单纯的、一个很天真的心。
It's being simple-minded and being pure in your heart.
我记得当我们小这个我们看那个小 baby 的时候啊，给他一点甜的东西啊，他好快乐。
I remember when I feed something sweet to my baby, he's so happy.
给他一个小好好的玩具啊，他在那边很新鲜，因为他没有看过这些玩具。
And if you give him a little toy, that makes him very happy too.
他一下就满足了。
He's very easily satisfied.
因为他很天真。
Because he's very pure.
那大一点的孩子，他什么也都玩过了。
For older children, because they've played with so many toys before.
所以你让他快乐就很难。
So it's much harder to make them happy.
所以这边讲到说，我们所行的都不要发怨言。
So it tells us that everything we do without complaining.
然后在当我们这样做的时候呢，后面带出一个果效，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代呢，我们可以显在这个时代中好像明光照耀。
So as a result of that, that we can shine in this whole universe like in this depraved generation.
这就是神让我们看见，在这个弯曲的时，这个悖谬的时代啊，有个光照出来。
So God will let us see that in this dark world that there's a light shining through.
好像这个时代每一个人都在抱怨，都在怨这个怨那个，很多很多的不满。
It seems like everybody's full of complaints.
但是他看见一个人在那边，他都没有抱怨，在很多情况之下，他都不说这种丧气或者抱怨的话，他是非常的满足的这样子的一个人。
So when someone is doing everything without complaining and is always being positive and always being satisfied with what he has,
大家的眼睛就会看着这个人，他为什么会这样的特别。
So this person is going to draw attention from people.
就好像在一片的乌黑的当中，一个很黑暗的当中，就有一个光照出来了。那个就是神要我们用我们的话来结出话语的果子，好像光照在黑暗当中。
it's like in the darkness, the light is shining through it. It's like when we utter something positive and not without complaining, we're like the light shining through.
所以当我在思想说到底这个讲话这件事情 是一个什么样的事情
So it makes me ponder what is about the speech.
我们每一个人都天天要讲话对不对
Because we talk all the time.
然后我们在讲话当中怎么样能够荣耀神
But how can we glorify God's name in our speech?
我第一个就想到说我为什么能够讲话
The first thing that came to my mind is how I can, why I can talk.
弟兄姐妹，如果你有机会上我们以前的长大的时候，我们坐公车就常常看见一些人在那边比手画脚，有没有看过
？I remember when I was in Taiwan, when I was on buses, I saw a lot of people using sign languages.
他们不会讲话，他们是哑巴，不会讲话。
Because they couldn't talk.
所以我发现讲话是一个神给人的一个 privilege。
So I realized that it's a privilege to be able to speak.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你能够说话是神给你的特权吗
？Do you know that who's giving you the privilege to be able to speak?
很多人养一只小狗，他很想跟小狗讲话，但是没有办法，小狗不会讲话。
Sometimes when we have a pet dog, we would really like our dog to talk to us, but he can't.
然后你看看周围的所有的被造的东西，所有有生命的东西，哎，只有一种东西会讲话。
And look around you, the God's creation.Among all of this, only one thing can talk.
那就是人。
That is our human beings.
所以人会讲话是神特别给的一个 gift.
So this is a special gift from God to be able to speak.
所以我们要尊重神所给我们的这个话语的一个 gift, 一个恩赐、恩典。
So we have to value the special gift from God.
你知道神可以用很简单的方式把我们话语的权柄拿走。
God could easily take away our privilege of speaking.
或者把我们的话语就改变了，他把他的 control 就是来 control 我们的话语，他很简单。
Or he could just control what we're gonna say.
在圣经上面有许许多多的例子，就是神介入来改变人的话，或者把人的话拿走。
There are a lot of stories in the Bible proving that God can do that to change our words.
大家还记得吗？在旧约的时候，那个巴别塔，大家造了一个巴别塔，当时的人聚在一起。
Do you remember in Old Testament about the Tower of Babel?
然后他说我们要造一个高塔通天，好宣扬我们的名。
These people, they said that let's make a tower reaching to the skies so we can make a name for ourselves.
结果神做了一件事情，他就让所有的人口音就乱了。
So God did something. God confused their language.
所以他们没有办法再彼此沟通，没有办法再做下去了，只好分散。
So they couldn't understand each other and couldn't work together, and they have to scatter.
这就是神介入在我们的话语当中做的改变。
That's God's intervention.
还有一次，当摩押王巴勒请巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
And one time, this king of Moab, Balak, he hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
所以在路上呢，这个巴兰呢，他就骑着那个驴啊，要到那个地方去。
So Balaam was on his way, riding on his donkey to see Balak.
就看见这个驴，就看见有一个好像使者一样拿一把刀站在路上。
And the donkey saw the angel of God standing on the road with his sword drawn.
你是那只驴的话，你当然不会再往前走了。
If you were that donkey, you probably wouldn't move forward.
你就往旁边走。
So she turned to the side.
所以她走到田间，往旁边走了。
So she went to the field.
结果这个巴兰呢，很生气，就打那个驴，因为巴兰不晓得前面有天使。
Because Balaam couldn't see the angel of God, so he beat her.
所以这个驴呢，他被打了，只好再转回来继续往前走，但是很不愿意，就很勉强的就靠在墙边这样子挤的，不敢大步往前走。
So donkey had no choice. She has to turn back to the road, but she was pressing towards the wall.
就圣经上面讲说，他就挤了，然后巴兰不是跨在驴上嘛，那个脚就磨到那个墙啊。
So when she was pressing against the wall, she crushed the foot of Balaam.
然后呢，这个巴兰又打这个驴。
So Balaam was angry and he hit her again.
前面有大路不走，为什么在这边磨这个墙呢？
He couldn't understand why she had to go against the wall.
把我的脚磨得很痛很伤啊。
And hurt my foot.
结果呢，他打了以后呢，这驴还往前走，这驴不走了，他干脆躲在那个巴兰的胯下面。
So at the end, the donkey refused to walk anymore, and she just lay down beneath Balaam.
好像要巴兰去骑他的意思。
And she wanted Balaam to ride her.
结果他又打他。
And Balaam hit her again.
三次，总共三次打他。
Three times.
结果呢，打了以后呢，三次，这个驴呢说话了。
And the donkey opened her mouth and talked.
他说：“我向你行了什么事呢？你这三次打我啊。”
She said, "What have I done to you? Why have you beat me three times?"
他说：“我不是你从小就骑的驴子吗？一直到今天，我向你这样子做过这样子的事情没有？以前没有啊。”
Haven't you been riding me since you were young? And is that I'm in the habit of doing this?
弟兄姐妹，神让驴子说话了。
God opened the donkey's mouth.
你以后你们家有养狗啊，你不要乱打。
So, that teaches a lesson. We do not abuse our dogs.
狗会抱怨了，会讲话的。
Because dogs might open his mouth too.
所以我们就讲到说，神他可以让一个驴子讲话。
So that's what God can do to open a donkey's mouth.
他有这个 control 的权利。
He is in control.
他可以让一个东西讲话，也可以让一个东西不讲话。
He can make you talk and he can make you not talk.
在旧约最后的时候，新约开始有个祭司叫撒加利亚。
There's a priest in the New Testament time called Zechariah.
就是施洗约翰的爸爸。
And he was the father of John the Baptist.
他有一天在殿里面烧香的时候。
One day he was burning incense in the temple.
天使加百列就向他显现了。
Angel Gabriel appeared to him.
他说：“你的妻子以利沙伯将为你生一个孩子。”
He was foretelling him that your wife Elizabeth was going to have a son.
一个儿子，他要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
And your son is going to have the spirit and the power of Elijah.
他要预备主何用的器皿，就是他的百姓。
And he's going to make a people ready for the Lord.
结果撒加利亚就回答说，
And Zechariah replied.
他说：“我凭什么知道有这样子的事情呢？”
How can I be so sure of this?
他说：“我已经老了。”
I'm so old.
我的妻子也已经老迈了。
And my wife is so old too.
怎么会有这样子的事情啊？
How can this happen?
好像亚伯拉罕一样。
It's just like Abraham.
跟撒拉。
And Sarah.
两个人都会笑。
They both laughed.
窃笑。
They laughed in secret.
嬉笑。
They giggled.
就是非常的不相信。
They just didn't believe what the angel said.
加百列就说了。
So Gabriel said.
他说到了时候呢，这个事情一定会应验。
He said that this thing will happen at the proper time.
By the way, 有一些 side effect.
But then you're gonna get a consequence.
只因为你不信呢。
And because you're unbelief.
你必哑巴不能说话，直到这个事情成就。
You'll be silent until the things happen.
所以撒加利亚从殿里面出来以后。
So when Zechariah came out of the temple,
他只能打手势，就像我们在 bus 上面看到不会讲话的人。
He couldn't speak. He could only make sign languages.
大家都觉得很好奇，问这个人怎么不会讲话了。
And the people outside the temple were very curious how come he couldn't speak.
因为神把那 gift 拿走了。
Because God had taken away the privilege of speaking.
所以我们每一个人的能够讲话，我们为什么能讲话？我们真的要感恩。
So we have to be grateful for the special gift from God.
我们能够善用神所给我们的话语的这个礼物，能够来荣耀他。
And we need to use the gift from God to glorify His name.
当我们知道到五旬节的时候，又有这个方言讲各国话的方言的恩赐赐下来。
At Pentecost, God has given the apostles the gift of speaking tongues.
所以这也是神给了一个特别的礼物，让我们被 enable 能够讲一些特别的话。
So that was the gift from God to enable us to speak different tongues.
有时候在方言里面，我们的灵就能够提升在神的宝座面前。
And when we speak in tongues, sometimes our spirit will be lifted up to God's throne.
所以这都是神给我们的礼物。
So this is all the gift from God.
所以我就是在想说，我们的人，神造我们人的时候，真的是很有意思，给我们两个眼睛、两个耳朵跟一个嘴巴。
So when God made us, He gave us two eyes, two ears, but just one mouth.
给我们两个眼睛，因为我们可以有不同的 perspective， 我们不同的角度来看事情。
We have two eyes, so we could see things from different angles, different perspectives.
大家知道，如果你把一个眼睛蒙起来的话，你远跟近看不清楚，对不对？
Because when you cover one eye, you cannot tell the distance.
一定要两只眼睛交集过去，才可以分远跟近，是个立体的。
So you need to use both eyes to see the three-dimensional.
我们也要两只耳朵，你才能够听哦，有声音的话是从哪里来？
And we need to have both ears to tell where the sound is coming from.
从那个香那个声音的那个位差里面，你就知道说声音是在哪个位置。
So that's it's easy for us to locate the source of the sound.
所以当我们在很多人玩音响啊，什么五加一啊，什么七加，我现在已经这个不知道现在到哪里了哈。我知道的时候是五加一啊，不知道这个它就是有一个 CD 一放呢，你就听到那个火车从这边呢。从你家的音响啊，一放出来，从你家的左边走到那个右边去，因为你有两只耳朵。
So some people are very into stereos and they like the sound effect and it can make the train going through like from the left to the right.
有几年前有一次，我的耳朵有一只听不见了。
Some years ago, I lost my hearing on one of my ears.
我有点紧张。
I was a little bit nervous.
然后呢，我在那一两天当中呢，我深深体会到只有一个耳朵的人是什么滋味。
During the from the experience, I could really relate to how people who are deaf.
当贝蒂讲话的时候呢，我是要这样。
When I was listening to my wife Betty, I had to turn my ear to her.
我如果这样的话，我是听不见她在讲什么。
Because if I turn my deaf ear to her, I couldn't hear anything.
因为很多时候我有两只耳朵就已经不是听得太清楚了。
Because a lot of times, even I have both hearings in my both ears, I couldn't hear very well.
所以当你只有一只耳朵的时候，你搞不清楚那个声音在哪里，而且你的听力就会减半。
So when you only have one ear to hear, it's really hard to tell the sound.
神就给了我们两只耳朵。
So God has given us two ears.
可是很有意思，神只给我们一张嘴巴。
But it's interesting that God only gave us one mouth.
所以在这个当中有一个意思，在雅各书那边特别就讲到，他说我们神这个从嘴巴里面说出来的话哈，好像有的时候呢，我们是颂赞和咒诅呢，我们从一个口里就出来。
So in the book of James, God said that sometimes we praise God and we curse people from the same mouth.
他说这个口呢，应该是只说一种话，但是我们有时候说赞美的话，有时候说 curse 的话。
Well, God's intention for us to use our mouth to say only one kind of language, but we do it in both ways, praising Him and cursing people.
所以在雅各书他的结论就是说，泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？不行的。
So in the book of James, it says that can fresh water and salt water both come from the same spring?
所以就是讲到我们的话语，我们在用的时候，神给我们一个嘴巴，意思就是说，你只要说一种话，你不要说两种。
So that's God's intention for us to use our mouth to say one kind of language to praise Him.
在箴言上面讲，特别讲到就是说，生死在舌头的泉下。
And in Proverbs, it says that the tongue has the power of life and death.
我们中国人有一句话，一言兴邦，一言丧邦，有听过？
In Chinese proverb, we said that a word can build up a country or can destroy a country.
所以这是讲到神在话语上面有很多很多的启示。让我们知道话是一个 gift， 而且我们必须善用这个话语。
So God actually has revealed to us that the purpose of our mouth is special in His eyes.
所以这边我们回到腓立比书，告诉我们说，凡所行的都不要发怨言。
So let's come back to the Philippians. It says that do everything without complaining.
所以我们今天要从这个发怨言这个主题，我们来看。
So today we're going to look at the topic about complaining.
当我一想到发怨言的时候，第一个反应大家会想到哪里的人？
It first occurred to me when I think about complaining.
有没有会想到圣经上面哪里的人在发怨言？
Who can think of in the Bible who did that?
以色列人对不对？在哪边？
Israelites.
旷野发怨言。
In the wilderness.
我仔细再去看的时候呢，我找到了哦，以色列人的怨言呐、啊，还可以分类的哈。
When I study again, I realized that we can put this the complaints into different categories.
我把它分了三类。
I put it into three categories.
我们今天来从这三类啊，我们来看。
Let's look from these three kinds of complaints.
第一种怨言呢，发怨言呢，是所谓的贪恋，而不是感恩的怨言。
The first kind is covetousness. It's not gratefulness.
就是不满足贪。
It's greed. It's not satisfaction.
对目前的环境，对目前的处境，在旷野的生活一点不满意。
They're not happy about the life in the wilderness.
所以我们来看在出埃及记十五章二十三到二十五节。
In Exodus 15, verses 23 to 25.
当以色列人过了红海以后，是个大大的胜利。
When they crossed the Red Sea, they just received a major victory.
但是呢，接下来他们就到了马拉，在这个地方，他们发现有水，但是是苦的不能喝。
But when they came to Mara, they realized that they couldn't drink its water because it was bitter.
你遇到渴的时候，你没有水的时候，你说什么？
When you were very thirsty and you couldn't find water to drink, what would you do?
你跟你的妈妈说，你都不给我水喝，你从来不买水，是不是这样讲呢？
Would you tell your mom that you never give me water to drink, you never buy me water to drink?
你说，妈妈，能不能请你给我一杯水，是吗？
You should say, Mommy, please give me some water to drink.
但是这边讲到说，百姓向摩西就发怨言了。
But in the Bible, it says that so the people, they grumbled against Moses and
Aaron. 第二十四节讲，百姓就向摩西发怨言，说我们喝什么呢？
So in verse 24, it says that the Israelites, they grumbled against Moses and Aaron, say, what are we to drink?
所以他们对水的问题产生了很大的问题在这个上面。
So it was a big issue for them.
接着他们就这个事情就解决了，因为神就叫摩西丢一根树，丢在水里面，那水就变甜了。
But it was easily resolved by God because Moses threw a piece of wood into the water, and the water became sweet.
后来他们在以林那个地方安营，有泉水啊，十二股的泉水，还有七十棵的树。
Later they came to Elim, and there's 12 springs and 70 palm trees there.
当面当然很享受。
And they really enjoyed what
有水泉。
They have springs.
可是他们走到寻的旷野的时候，他们在那边又开始要发怨言了。
And when they came to the desert of sin, they started grumbling again.
出埃及记十六章第二节。
Exodus 16.
他就讲到全会众在旷野就向摩西跟亚伦就在发怨言。
And it talks about the whole Israelites. They started complaining, grumbling against Moses and Aaron again.
他说我们不如啊，我们就死在埃及吧。
They said that we should have died in Egypt.
那时候我们坐在肉锅的旁边。
Back then we sat by the pots of meat.
那现在你要把我们带出来，你要我们死在旷野吗？
And now you led us to the wilderness and to let us die here.
所以以色列人在吃的上面开始发怨言。
So they started grumbling about food.
后来神就差遣了很多的，就带来很多的鹌鹑来满足他们。
So God sent a lot of quails to satisfy their appetite.
神会供应，但是呢？以色列人的态度是有问题。
God provides, but the issue is the attitude of the Israelites.
他们用一个抱怨的方式来抱怨神，他们的环境他不舒服。
They complain about their circumstances.
好像他们很多的要求没有得到满足。
They feel like their needs haven't been met.
当以色列人，你们可以想到，在埃及的时候是做奴工的。
We could imagine that when the Israelites they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
现在出了埃及以后是一个自由人，而且是他们昂首挺身、大大方方的走出埃及。
Now they're free men. They walked out of Egypt, free from the slavery.
现在是一个自由的人，何等尊贵的身份，何等自由。
Now they have a different identity.
可是他们会想到说，我们还不如回去做 slave 吧。
But they were thinking that we much rather go back to Egypt to be slaves.
所以这边讲到出埃及记十六章第八节。
Exodus 16:8.
他那边讲到神说，你们的怨言不是向我们发的，是向耶和华发的，是摩西跟亚伦的话。
God told them, what you're grumbling against Aaron and Moses is grumbling against me.
今天把这句话你拿回家里面用的时候。
That's applied to our life today.
当你的孩子说，你都不给我好菜吃。
When your kids complain that you never prepare anything I like,
妈妈的回答是什么呢？
Mother should say,
你不是跟我抱怨。
You're not complaining against me.
你是抱怨谁？
Who are you complaining to?
神啊，你在抱怨神啊。
God.
所以我们很多的抱怨对象，我们感觉都是人。
So we feel like when we complain against people.
实际上，我们抱怨的是那一位造物的他。
In fact, we're grumbling against the maker of all God.
是抱怨他不能够满足我们的享受，不能满足我们想要的东西。
We complain that he cannot meet or satisfy our pleasure, our needs.
还有一次就是当以色列人他们离开了西乃山。
And one time when the Israelites left the Mount of Sinai. 在
民数记十一章第四节那边。
In Numbers 11:4.
他们又在那边发怨言。
They started grumbling again.
他们说，他们中间呢有一些闲杂的人呢，就起了贪欲的心。
It talks about the rabble with them began to crave other food.
第五节又讲了，哎，我记得在埃及的时候呢，我们不花钱呢，我们就可以吃鱼，还有呢，黄瓜、西瓜，韭菜哈，葱跟蒜，哦，葱跟蒜我好喜欢。
In verse 5, they said that we remember that in Egypt, we could have fish at no cost, and also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.
像不像我们小时候所讲的话？
It sounds familiar to what we have said in when we were young.
我记得我们以前怎么样，我们就可以，为什么现在就没有了？
Because we will complain that why we do not have what we had before.
都记错了，很多时候。
We remember wrong.
而且忘记了那个时候是被做奴隶啊，是被人家打、被人家骂的那种身份。
And they forgot that they were slaves in Egypt.
所以他们就一直不断的在抱怨。
So they kept on complaining.
那现在到了这个旷野呢，什么都没有，除了玛拿以外。
So now in the desert, God provided them with manna.
后面呢，当民数记这一段呢，特别讲到，他说这个玛拿呢，他们怎么吃哈？他们用旧捣，然后呢，用锅做成饼，然后滋味好像新油一样，用不同的方式来做，来 prepare 这个玛拿。
So in Numbers, this passage tells us that how they prepare manna. They sometimes make it into bread or cakes.
所以感觉上也蛮多口味可以选择嘛。
So it seems like actually there are different ways of preparing manna.
但是呢，以色列人不能够满足。
But they cannot be satisfied.
他们说我们当初那个吃那个肉呢是不要钱的。
They remember that when they had meat in Egypt, it was at no cost.
现在有没有肉可以吃呢？
But now we have no meat to eat.
当然有啊。
Of course they did.
把你带出来的牛杀了就可以了。
If they could just kill the animals they brought out of Egypt.
把你带出来的羊杀了，你就有肉吃了。
If they slaughtered the sheep.
哦，舍不得，因为当初不要钱啊。
Oh, but they did not want to do that because in Egypt they did not have to pay anything.
所以在神的对他们的反应就可以看到。
So God's response to them that we can see.
在民数记十一章三十一节后面开始讲到。
Numbers 31.
神就用东风 用风啊，那把那个鹌鹑从海面上刮到这个营里面来。
So God sent the wind to send all the quails to their camp.
这个鹌鹑多到什么地步？多到那个满营都是。
And the quail filled up covered the whole camp.
多大的面积呢？
How big is the area?
从这边走过去要一天，从这边呢走过去也要一天，就意思说两天的路程，那么大的范围里面满满的都是鹌鹑。
It's about 2 days walking distance radius.
我们大概都没有看过这种景象。
We've never seen anything like that before.
这个鹌鹑是什么样的状况呢？
And what is it's like when the quails came over?
它是离地两肘。
啊，什么东西？
离地一公尺。鹌鹑离地一公尺高。
The quail they fly above the ground two feet.
你看到的鸟都飞在天上，对不对
？You see birds always fly in the sky.
要不就死的在地下。
Or they die on the ground.
没有在中间这样子的。
But they don't fly in the mid air.
而且整片。
And it's a lot of them.
我们今天讲不知道多少公里大的一个范围，整片都是这样。
And the whole area was covered with quail.
走路不小心可能撞到。
If you walk, not paying attention, you might bump into one.
以色列人看得好高兴啊。
So they were so happy, the Israelites.
开始捡啊。
So they started picking up the quail.
捡了多少？
How much did they gather?
圣经上面讲，最少的人捡了十个赫梅尔。
In the Bible, it says that the person who gathered the least, it was like 10 homers.
那是多少？
How much was that?
大家可能是讲个十桶，对不对？多少呢？
How much was that?
你去查的话就知道，一个赫梅尔是220公升，十个赫梅尔是2200公升。
Okay, one homer is 250 cc, right?
Liter.
Liter.
Yeah. 所以2200，你家有那么大的冰箱吗 ？I don't know， 他们是怎么处理这个问题
？So it's two thousand two fifty liter of homer of quails they gather.
所以他们吃到连鼻子都喷出肉来。
So they they ate until the quail came out of their nostrils.
神就给那个地名取一个，这叫贪欲之人的坟墓。
So God named that place Kibroth Hatavata.
所以这个地方就叫做贪欲之人的坟墓，就是那个一大堆的肉。
So that is because they're greed. That's where they bury a lot of greed greedy people.
所以这种的抱怨就是一个贪心的一个抱怨。
So this kind of complaint is out of greed.
好像一直看到我们所有的，没有看到我们所没有的。
It's like,
倒过来，我们看到我们所没有的，一直在那边看，但是我们有的都忘了。
It's like we always focus on what we do not have and forget what we have.
有时候是看见别人有。
Or sometimes we look at what other people have.
有时候是倒过来自己有，看着别人怎么可以有。
And sometimes it's like we have something and we don't want people to have the same thing.
就是一个贪心在里面。
It's just a greed.
所以为什么在十诫里面，特别第十诫啊，这个那条要加上来，讲到贪恋。
So the last commandment from God's Ten Commandments, it says about the covetousness.
他说你不可以贪恋人的房屋，也不可以贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、奴仆和他所拥有的一切。
It says that you cannot covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's servants, his animals, and whatever everything that belongs to him.
因为神切切的知道贪是我们心里面的一个罪根在里面。
Because God knows very well that the greed is a root of our sinful nature.
圣经说有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
God says that being greedy, being covetous is equal to the sin of idolatry.
当我们有贪，当我们有贪的时候，我们绝对会抱怨。
When we're greedy, then we tend to complain a lot.
在马太福音第二十章那边特别讲到一个葡萄园工人的故事。
In Matthew 20, it talks about the workers in the vineyard.
所以清早起来，这个园主呢就去外面请工人
来做工。The landowner, he early in the morning he went out to hire some workers to work in his vineyard.
请他来的时候跟他讲好，你来帮我做一天，我给你一千银子。
And the workers agreed to get paid one denarius a day.
然后呢，到了九点钟，可能看看这个工作大概还需要工人，他再出去再找一些人来。九点钟跟他们请他们来。
But by 9 o'clock in the morning, the landowner saw that there's much more work to be done, so he went out to hire more workers.
所以到了中午呢，看看还不够，再出去找一批。
And at noontime, he went out to hire even more.
到下午三点的时候，看看还没有做完，再去找一批。
And at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing again.
最后到了晚上下午傍晚五点钟的时候，再出去又找了最后一批进来。
And at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went out to hire the last group of workers.
六点钟收工了。
So 6 o'clock, the work was done.
该领工钱了。
It's time to pay them wages.
所以这原主呢，就给最后那个五点钟呢，给他一千银子。
So the landowner, he paid the ones that were hired last. One denarius.
然后后面的人就想到，哎，他只做一个小时可以拿一千，我做了三小时，我做了五小时，我做了七小时，我做了一整天，我应该不止这个吧。
So the workers that were working longer during the day, they thought that, oh, if that person only worked for 1 hour and he got paid one denarius, then I should get paid more.
所以当后面的人看到说，哎，怎么他也只拿到一千银子？
So when they received their wages and they received the same amount.
尤其清早起来的那个人拿的是一样的。
Especially for those one that got up early in the morning and been working all day.
他做了一整天怎么拿到的跟那个只做一小时的是一样。
So he got paid the same amount as the one who worked only for an hour.
他就向那个原主抱怨。
So he complained to the landowner.
这个原主就讲了。
And the landowner replied.
他说我们不是讲好了吗？你帮我做，我给你一千银子。我们讲好的。
He said that this is our agreement that you will get paid one denarius.
现在为什么我做好人要把一千银子给那个只做一小时呢？你就眼红呢
？And why you're being so jealous when I'm being generous to the one who worked for only an hour?
哦，这个故事真的告诉我们很多很多的道理。
From this this story, we can learn a lot of lessons.
我们在上班的时候，我就发现许许多多同事的抱怨，几乎也是这一类。
When I was still working, I heard a lot of complaints from my coworkers. They're pretty much like this.
为什么都是别人加薪我加班
？Why people always get raises and I always work overtime?
好的 project 都是别人拿去，我为什么做的都是人家剩下的
？Why they always work on the good projects and I always work on the leftovers?
为什么每次那个老板在夸赞别人的时候，都是其他那个在会讲话的？那我这个不会讲话、只会做事的人，我从来没有听到老板夸奖我什么
？Why the boss always praise those who are very good at speech and really neglect me?
所以我们会有很多很多的抱怨。
So we are full of complaints.
我们的孩子也是一样。
And same to our children.
两个孩子，一个人可以先出去玩，一个不能，因为这个可能是比较功课多一点。
Two children, one can go outside to play, and one has to work on his homework.
他就说了 ，It's not fair.
And they would say, "It's not fair."
这是孩子的名言哈 ，"It's not fair."
This is like their motto. They would say, "It's not fair."
每次听到这个的话，我只有一句回答。
Every time when I heard this comment, I always reply,
"You are right. Life is not fair."
I would say, "You're right. Life is not fair."
生命就是这样，每个人每个人的事情，每一个人自己跟神负责。
This is life. We have to be responsible to God.
你该做多少，你要做多少。
You have to finish what you have to do.
你要做多少，天父自然赏赐你多少。
And God will reward you for what you have done.
圣经上面告诉我们要甘心服侍，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
In the Bible, it tells us that we have to do everything unto God, not unto man.
所以我们不需要再看见其他的事情而自己非常的抱怨。
So we don't have to look at our circumstances and feel very unhappy about.
所以贪恋它的相反叫做感恩。
So the opposite of covetousness is gratefulness.
所以他能够感恩于满足于他所拥有的事情。
So one who has a grateful heart can be thankful for what he has.
很多的时候我们一直看见的是没有的，所以我们的眼光就是在那个 negative side.
So if we focus on what we do not have, we will become negative.
但是当我们看见我们所有的时候，我们就变成 positive.
But when we, if we have to change our attitude to look at what we have, we become positive.
保罗说我们似乎一无所有，但是样样都有。
Apostle Paul said that it seems like we don't have anything, but actually we have everything.
因为他知道神的供应是满足他够用。
Because he knows that God will supply him, his grace is sufficient for him.
所以他说，处卑贱，处丰富，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
So he said that no matter in poor or in rich, in low position, in high position, I am rich.
所以神给这个保罗就看见他是一个很满足的一个人。
So Apostle Paul is a very grateful person.
所以他感恩。
So please be grateful.
这是第一种怨言。
This is the first kind of complaint.
第二种怨言。
The second kind.
在民数记十六章。
Numbers 16.
特别讲到有一个事情发生。
There's one incident.
就讲到可拉、大丹跟亚比兰这三家人，他们还带了所有的以色列的这些会众，他们来 challenge 摩西跟亚伦他们的带领方式。
There's Korah, Dathan and Abiram, and some other leaders of the Israelite community. They rose up again them, they challenged the authority of Moses and Aaron.
他说全以色列人每一个都是各个是圣洁的，耶和华也在我们的当中，为什么你们要自高超过耶和华的会众。
They complained to Moses and Aaron, said that every single Israelite is holy in God's eyes and God is with them as well. Why do you set yourself above them?
第十一章第六节他的回答，你和你一党的人聚集是要攻击耶和华，摩西、亚伦算什么？你们竟向他发怨言。
In Numbers 16:11, it says that it is against the Lord that you and all your followers have banded together. Who is Aaron that you should grumble against him?
所以很多的时候，我们的话是讲到的一种论断的一种抱怨。
So the second kind of complaint is being judgmental.
好像很多的时候就是看见我们的眼光是看见别人的。所谓的刺哈，然后我们的脸中的那个大的木头反而梁木没有看到。
So we focus on people's weaknesses and we do not see our own.
所以我们在家庭里面呢，这些事情就特别会发生。
And that happens a lot in the family relationship.
在家庭的关系里面，许许多多的时候是有论断。
A lot of times there's a lot of criticisms in the family.
为什么你专权超过我呢？
Why you have more power than me?
为什么你比较圣洁呢？我就没有啊。
Why you're more holy than me?
为什么你要自高超过我呢？
Why you have to set yourself above me?
所以就有很多很多的论断在这个抱怨会出来。
So there's a lot of complaints in those.
它的相反是谦卑。
And the opposite is humility.
所以怎么样？我们上次讲到要先死才怎样。
So last time we were talking about we have to die to ourselves first, and then what would happen?
先生先死，先死先生，对吧？
You die first and you live first and you.
后来讲完道以后，我回去啊，在路上。
After the sermon last week,
神又再加一句,
God added something to me.
为什么叫先生?
Why we have to live first?
因为先生,通常先生比太太早生,叫先生。
Oh, the husband. Because husband has to be born first.
那先生的话就先死嘛,合理啊。所以你看,为什么平均来讲男生寿命都比较短?
So if you're born first, you die first. That sounds reasonable. So usually husbands, they die first.
上帝已经借着这个统计数字告诉我们,先生会先死。
God speaks through the statistics that husbands usually die first.
既然在自然界是这样,那属灵的话是可以 apply 的,所以先生要先死,先死了才会先生。
So in the material world, it works, and then it works in the spiritual life too.
所以就讲到我们在家庭里面的服事，特别是怎么样把这个谦卑做成我们的一个品格，能够来服事我们的另外一半，更服事我们的家人。
So it is important for us to have the character of humility, so we can serve our family, our family members.
我们不要有太多的抱怨。
We do not have too many complaints.
其实很多的时候，我们的抱怨很简单，就是因为你没有照着我想要做到的去做到。
A lot of times we complain because people do not do things the way we want them to do.
我常常犯一个错误。
I often made a mistake.
就是那个贝蒂师母有时候打电话说你回家的时候带一个这个东西或带那个东西。
My wife Betty would call me sometimes and say that on your way home, can you bring something home?
然后我开车呢就直接回家了。
But I totally forgot about it and I just drove straight home.
一进门以后，哦，想到了，我忘记了，对不起。
After I stepped inside the house, it occurred to me I forgot it.
但是她是一个宽宏大量的人。
But my wife Betty is very forgiving.
最重要的是她很了解我，她就是会忘。
And the most important of all is she's very understanding. She knows how I am.
所以她可以包容我。
So she can tolerate me.
没有抱怨。
No complain.
很多的时候我们就会一直不断的抱怨因为对方的软弱。
Sometimes we keep complaining because of people's weakness.
所以我们在礼拜五的时候那个 Hannah 在我们的当中分享我觉得我抓到一个 point 我觉得真的对我蛮有帮助。
Last Friday, we had a small group meeting, and we had a special speaker, Hannah. She shared something with us, and something really hit me.
她说不要用你的长处来 judge 别人的短处。
She said something that do not use your strength to judge other people's weakness.
如果你是一个很爱干净的人，你不要一直骂那些脏的人，因为他们从小可能就是在这样的环境上长大，不会收拾。
She said that if you're an orderly person, you do not judge the people who are not as orderly as you are.
或者一个很容易就很低层的人，不要一直去 judge 他，因为可能在环境当中，常常他遇到的是困难的环境。
Or if some people get depressed very easily, you don't judge him because maybe he is encountered with a lot of difficulties in his life.
有的时候我们会说这个东西很简单嘛，孩子他教数学的时候这个很简单，就是这样，为什么你一直不会
？Or when we teach our children, we will say, "How come this is so easy and you just don't get it?"
那因为你的数学很好，他的数学不好，所以就这么简单。
And maybe because you're very good at math and he's not.
所以我们就会抱怨说：“上帝啊，我的孩子数学还有救吗
？”And we will pray to God, say, "Please save my children, help him with his math."
我们会开始抱怨。
We will start complaining.
不需要。
We don't need to.
我们不要用我们的 strength, 用我们的长处来 judge 别人的短处。
We don't want to judge other people because it's our strength and it's their weakness.
免得别人用别人的长处来 judge 我们的短处。
Lest people will treat us the same way.
因为我们每个人都有短处。
Because we all have our weakness.
都需要别人用恩慈来接纳。
And we all need people to be merciful to us.
所以我们要学习谦卑，放下自己。
So we need to learn how to be humble.
因为在这边讲到说，你们向亚伦发怨言，你们是攻击耶和华。
Because it says in the Bible that you grumble against Aaron, you actually grumble against God.
所以在这背后都有神。
So God is behind everything.
不是那么表面的人而已。
It's not so superficial.
在1825年，有在俄国发生了一件事情。
In 1825, something happened in the Russian history.
有一个反对分子啊，这反对当时的皇帝。
There's an opponent of the czar at that time.
反对沙皇，所以他被抓起来，然后呢判处他死刑。
He was arrested and he was sentenced to die because of his opposition.
所以要把他吊死。
And they're going to hang him.
结果当在行刑的那一天呢
？But when during the execution of his being hung.
把他吊起来的时候
，When he was in the air.
绳子断了。
The rope snapped.
结果这人掉到地下，摔得鼻青脸肿。
So he fell to the ground and he got bruised all over.
然后呢，他就讲了一句话。
So he made a comment.
我就说，这个政府有问题，连死刑都不会弄。
Didn't I say that this government is of no use? He couldn't even execute a death penalty.
后来这件事情传到这个沙皇的耳朵。
And the incident was reported to Tsar.
按照当时的规定啊，或者是一些习惯，就说如果你在行刑当中闪失这个人没有死的话呢，你要放他走。
According to the precedents, usually if the people who it something happened and it did not the execution did not go through, then they would grant him pardon.
后来沙皇就问了当时的人说，哎，他那他摔下以后他讲了什么话？
So the Tsar, the emperor asked people around him, saying that did he say anything after this happened?
他说，那旁边人说他是抱怨我们这个做不好。
They reply, he complained about the useless of our government.
结果这个沙皇就说了，好。这一次呢，我们把它做得很好，这个继续哈，他要再吊死一次，我们这次要做得很好。
So, Tsar decided, okay, we're going to do it right this year to prove that we can do something right.
所以我们要谦卑。
So we need to be humble.
不需要论断。
We do not be judge. We don't want to be judgmental.
不需要讲论断型的抱怨的话。
And we want to avoid this kind of complaints to be judgmental.
这是第二种，第三种。
And the last kind of complaint.
这种抱怨呢，是一种出于胆怯的抱怨。
And this kind of the complaints is from cowardice.
所以当以色列人要进到埃及之前呢，进到迦南地之前。
Before the Israelites entered the Promised Land, Canaan.
他们特别打发探子去探一探当时的那个迦南人到底是什么样子。
They sent out spies to explore the land.
然后他们发现说，哇，迦南的人啊，那个身材都高大。
And they realized that people there, they're giants.
所以他们回来报告说，哇，我们没有办法赢过他们，因为他们真的太强大了。
So they brought back bad reports saying that we cannot overcome them because they're so big.
民数记十四章第二节。
Numbers 14:2.
他说到，据我们看，自己就像蚱蜢一样。
And they made the comment, they said that the way we look at ourselves, we're like grasshoppers.
啊，对不起，民数记十三章哈，十三章，三十三节。
I'm sorry, Numbers 13.
可以看到吗
？13.
这句话我觉得我们可以把它学起来啊。
We can memorize this verse.
常常提醒我们自己。
To remind ourselves.
当时以色列人怎么跌倒
？How they stumble.
他说，据我们看自己就像蚱蜢一样。
They said that we look at us, we're like grasshoppers.
然后，其他人看我们也是一样。
And they look at us the same way too.
好像我们在神面前就失败，注定要失败。
It's like before God, we're doomed to fail.
所以以色列人就在跟摩西、亚伦就开始发怨言。
So they grumble against Aaron and Moses and Aaron again.
全会众都发怨言。
The entire community.
他说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及。”
They said, "If we had died in Egypt,
要不我们就死在旷野。”
Or we died in the desert right now.
我们为什么现在要遇到这样的敌人，要被他们杀死呢？
Why do we have to be overcome by our enemies right now?
神就应允他们的祈求。
So God actually fulfilled their plea.
他们就死在旷野。
All that generation died in the wilderness.
所以神就启示说，凡二十岁以上，在这个发怨言的这些人，没有一个可以进到应许之地。
So God declares that everybody 20 years and older, they would not enter the promised land.
你不能进去，是因为你不信。
You cannot enter the land because you do not believe in me.
你不相信你会得到，你就得不到。
If you do not believe that you will get it, then you don't get it.
所以很多很多的抱怨，就是出于我们对神能力的一个问号。
So a lot of complaints actually are from our lack of faith in God.
好像觉得我们这个神没有什么能力。
We feel like he is powerless.
所以我们很多的时候我们就很愁苦。
And then we are anxious.
我们向神抱怨。
We complain to God.
我们忽略了他是一个智慧的神，他知道怎么做是 perfect.
We forgot that he is the wisdom of God and he knows how to do everything.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，过红海。
When the Israelites they crossed the Red Sea,
神就这样子带领他们，让所有的以色列人都安然过去，所有的埃及的军兵都死在海里面。
God departed the sea, and the Israelites they walked through the Red Sea safely, but the Egyptians they were overwhelmed by the water.
又降下玛拿
，and God sent down the manna.
还有鹌鹑
and quail.
各种各样的神迹奇事带领以色列人出埃及。
He's performed all the miraculous signs.
出埃及之前，十个灾一个一个降在埃及地。
Before they left Egypt, there are 10 plagues sent down to the Egyptians.
神只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
就是要将我的大能传与天下。
Because God wants to make His power known to the world.
这是神给摩西的话。
This is what God told Moses.
现在我们到最后关要进去的时候，你居然说我们有能力带你进去。
And at the last moment, that right before you're going to enter the Promised Land, you forgot about my power.
所以这是对神能力的一个质疑。
So this is to question God's power.
可以说是一种侮辱。
It's an insult to God.
所以这样子的抱怨是神很不喜悦的。
So this kind of complaint really provoked God to anger.
所以我们要倒过来的是要信靠。
So the opposite, what we should be doing is to trust in the Lord.
不管在任何环境当中，你就相信上帝还在掌权。
No matter in what circumstances, we know that God is always in charge.
这是一个信心，因为很多时候真的不容易接受。
This comes from faith because it's sometimes hard to swallow.
但是我们一直不要忘记，神是一个大有能力的神。
But we have to always remember that our God is a mighty God.
不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
We don't depend on our power, our talent.
已经讲了，但很多的时候，我们是依靠我们自己的智慧、跟我们的才能、我们的力量去做事情。
But a lot of times we depend on our own power, our own talent.
所以，当我们遇见不能自己能力不能克服的时候呢，我们就 panic.
So when we cannot handle the things in our own power, then we start to panic.
因为我们忘了是耶和华的灵方能成事。
We forgot that only by God's power, by His Spirit, that we can do anything.
所以当我们每天学习放下我们的能力放下我们的智慧的时候
So this is an everyday lesson that we have to let go of our own wisdom our own ability
听听神对我们有什么方法跟带领
And we have to see God's guidance and listen to God's direction
我们操练成熟的时候遇到困难我们知道神还是会带领我
We have to practice being a mature Christian knowing that God will always lead us
我的能力真的有限
My power is limited.
但神是无限的。
But God is unlimited.
所以我们看到这三种，一种是讲到贪恋。
So we're talking about three kinds of complaints.
然后我们必须感恩。
It's covetousness versus gratefulness.
还有一种是出于论断型的抱怨。
And the second one is criticism.
我们需要学习谦卑。
We need to be humble.
最后这是胆怯害怕的一种抱怨。
And the last one we learn from it, the complaint is from cowardliness.
我们要学习信靠神。
We need to learn how to trust in God.
前些时候我听到一个见证，大概几年前了，听到一个见证。
Few years back, I heard a testimony.
就讲到有一个人，他的名字叫黄美莲。
There's a lady whose name is 黄美莲。
她小的时候呢，因为医生的疏忽，出生的时候呢，她就脑性麻痹。
She was damaged due to the doctor's negligence that she became cerebral palsy.
所以她在全身的肌肉呢，她的全身肌肉基本上都萎缩，她不能控制。
So the whole body, her muscles was deformed.
所以他肌肉都是扭曲的，然后形状看起来都很怪，那样子的外表。
So her appearance was very odd.
最重要的是，他不能，他就因此就不能讲话。
And she couldn't talk.
即使他里面是一个正常的心思意念跟智慧，但是他没有办法讲话。
Even though she has normal mind inside of her, but she couldn't speak.
所以他在六七岁的时候，当他在那边玩的时候，他的邻居就看着这个女孩子，就说。她长大大概就是卖到戏园里啊，马戏团去，大概是这样了。
So when she was little, about 6-7 years old, she was playing around her house, and one of the neighbors made the comment that this little girl is going to the circus eventually.
她的妈妈也很伤心，一度就想带着她一起就自杀去了。
And her mom was very frustrated and depressed, and one time she even thought about killing her daughter and then committing suicide.
但是神给他们力量，因为她的父亲还是个牧师。
But God gave her strength because her father is a pastor.
她一直到二年级的时候才会开始抓东西。
So Huang Meilian could not hold anything until she was in the second grade.
所以刚好她就有机会上了那个美术课，她就开始画画。
So she started painting.
哎，那个老师就很会鼓励她。
And the teacher, the art teacher, was very encouraging.
就说你画得很好啊，其实你还蛮不错啊，蛮有天分，你可以多画一画。
And she said that you have talent in arts, you should keep working.
说不定你将来可以成为一个很美的画家。
And one day you're probably going to become a great artist.
这真是出于信心的一个 encouragement， 一个鼓励。
And we know that the teacher's encouragement comes from faith.
结果没想到这个黄美莲，她就因着这样被鼓励，她就开始学画，她也很有兴趣，越学越有兴趣。
So because of the encouragement and inspiration, Huang Meilian started working really hard on art.
一直到1993年，她在加州的州立大学拿到她的艺术博士学位。
So in 1993, she received PhD from UCLA Art Department.
一个不能讲话的人。
Someone who cannot talk.
他看他有什么。
What does he have?
他只看他有什么东西。
She only looks at what she has.
在一个见证会上面。
In one of the testimony
meetings. 有个小学生就问他一个很不好听的问题。
A little student whispered a question to her.
他说你从小就长这个样子。
He said that you've been born like this.
你怎么看自己啊？你会不会有很多的怨恨
？How do you look at yourself? Do you have a lot of bitterness?
结果这个黄美莲她听了以后，她就笑一笑。
And Huang Meilian, after she heard the question, she smiled.
然后就回过头来，她就用她那个很奇怪的姿势开始在那个黑板上写字。
So she turned to the board and she started scribbling on the board.
大家可以看到哈，待会我们会放一个那个 video， 你就可以看到她写的字啊，可能跟你家三岁孩子写出来的字差不多。
And we're gonna show you a clip for her, and you will probably see that her writing is probably very similar to a three-year-old.
面对这个问题，她就写了几个字。
So when she was faced this question,
她写了几点？她说：第一，我很可爱。
And she wrote down on the board. She said that I'm cute.
第二，我的脚很长。
And my legs are long.
第三，我的爸爸妈妈很爱我。
And third, my parents loved me very much.
第四，上帝很爱我。
And fourth.God loves me very much.
第五，我会画画。
Fifth,
我还会写稿子。
I'm good at painting and I can write stories.
第六，我还有一只可爱的猫。
Sixth, I have a cute kitten.
还有啊，最后他要写。
And the last one, she was going to write.
他写了一个。
She concluded.
我只看我所有的。
I only look at what I have.
不看我所没的。
I do not look at what I do not have.
他写完的时候，台下没有声音。
After she's finished, it was totally silent.
大家非常的感动。
Everybody was very touched.
后来他写了一首诗歌。
And then she wrote a hymn.
如果我能唱。
If I could sing.
那诗歌的原文就是如果我能唱。
If I could sing.
他说如果我能完整唱一首歌，那将是对你的感恩和赞美。苦难中你给我安慰，彷徨时你给我智慧。
If I could sing the whole song, a whole piece of song, that would be praise and thanksgivings to you. And you comfort me in my distress. You gave me wisdom when I'm lost.
虽然我不能开口唱一首歌,
though I cannot sing a love song,
我却要对你献上真诚的敬拜。
I want to worship you deeply from my heart.
每时刻你的手牵引我。
You direct me in my time of need.
你慈爱使我开怀。
I rejoice in your love.
后面真的很感动，天上的云雀啊。
Heavenly larks shall sing.
会唱的人们啊。
And people with voice shall join.
你们可不可以带我来歌颂上帝那个无美无比的爱，无比的美。
Give me your praise and your worship to God, glorious beauty for me.
我呢在旁边就用耳来听，然后用我的心跟你共鸣。
I will listen with my ears, echo the melody.
这是我发自我内心深处一个最美的声音。
And spring from the deep of my heart, most beautiful melody. I so love you. I so love you.
这是神在这个孩子身上，在这个。黄美莲身上做的一个恩典。
This is what God has given grace to Huang Meilian.
让他在所有的环境当中，他不抱怨。
So in all circumstances, she did not complain.
却学会感恩、跟赞美、跟信靠。
She learned to give thanks, to be grateful, and to worship.
我们现在来看一段影片，大概五分钟。
Let's watch the video for 5 minutes now.
让我们能够看见神所给我们的是何等的多。
Let's see how much God has done for us and He could do for us.
当我们看见人家所没有的时候，能够刺激我们，让我们看见我们真的是蒙福的人。
when we see what people do not have, we that would inspire us to look at what we have.
所以我们生下来什么都没有带。
So when we were born, we did not bring anything into the world.
神的恩典临到了我们，让我们成为今天的我。
And God gives His mercy and grace to us to make me become the way I am today.
给我们一个身体，可以在地上生活。
To give us a body to live on earth.
给我们智慧，可以来工作，可以来赚钱。
To give us wisdom and job to provide for our family.
给我们健康的身体，可以来享受这个人生。
To give our good health to enjoy our life.
没有一样是我们自己来的。
Nothing comes from ourselves.
全部是从创造万物的主赐给我们的。
They're all from the our God.
所以我们要来向他回应这首歌。
So we have to sing the praise to him.
我们也来唱这首歌。
The same, if I could sing.